Sun's Mark Hunter's online to look at Moonee Valley tonight. I think that's about, we got Pakenham this afternoon, which Dino's going to preview later, Dean Lester, but Moonee Valley. Now, Mark, what's the weather like first up?
Weather's overcast. We had a stack of rain. I went to bed about 11 and it looked like we were about to get an inch and a half of rain, and I woke up early and Moonee Valley's obviously missed it somehow. I don't know how, but it's missed it. It's overcast now and it doesn't really look like raining.
Okay, so they're saying a good four at this stage and it looks pretty clear for the day?
Well, it's overcast. You might get a few showers, but nothing, gee whiz, if it survived yesterday.
It's going to get through today.
Well, we're drenched out. So we got absolutely soaked last night and it was coming down the same way as Moonee Valley. They must have had the covers out there over the race course, I think.
Yeah, they've only 2 mil in the last 24 hours is what they're saying. All right, now you're going to help us first up with a couple of good things for the Valley tonight?
Yep, the Valley, I'll go race 3, number 6, and race 8, number 3. Race 3, number 6, observational. I think this horse is just dead set ready to fire. The scratching of Nevis hasn't helped it. Nevis would have taken on Tom Melbourne and put speed on. But observational's had the two runs back. Fantastic first up in a shorter course race. Then just got a mile back at Caulfield, had no hope whatsoever from where it was. I think from gate 2, it probably lobs down behind Tayu. That'll leave it 5th or 6th inside. You'll have Tom Melbourne setting a good speed. Just looking for Damien Oliver to weave his way through, have a bit of luck from the 600-metre mark. They'll be running along. They should spread out. I think each way observational you won't miss.
Okay, currently $4.80, third pick in the race. That's race 3, number 6.
And race 8, number 3, he's a ripper. Look, I loathe to back leaders when the rail's true, but for whatever reason at night races, that pattern can change around and put it back on speed. You do a speed map here, there's just no pressure whatsoever. He's a ripper will bounce out, it will find the front, it'll totally control the race. It's a little bit suspect at a strong 1,200 metres, but I just can't see where the pressure comes from. Just controls it, gives a good kick. Around the each way mark, it'll give you a great side, got a fantastic winning chance, and at worst, should hang on for a place.
Okay, so $8 win quote at this stage. So the two for the Valley, race 3, number 6, and race 8, number 3. We're going to look at the quaddie now. So the first leg is the Stud Stakes tonight at 8:30, race 5.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 8, 1, and 3. Number 6, Inference, has come back from a spell. It was okay first up winning on the wet, then got onto the firmer track last start. They rode it back a little bit, which is where it will be tonight, I would imagine, 5th or 6th with good speed up front. They rode it back, it got to the outside and just absolutely raced away. I think it'll run the mile, no worries. I like it on firm ground. Get a beautiful run behind the fast pace. Dwayne will just have to pick his path from the 500-metre mark. The leaders could be jamming up. He just needs clear galloping room. I think Inference has got a great hope. To beat number 8, Kaching, who loomed as the winner at Caulfield, just died on its run. I'm sure it will be a lot fitter for that. The blinkers go on. It's going to have to circle the whole field again. That's the little task for it. Number 1, Detective, will be up on the speed and give you a great sight. And 3, Haydock, who should park leaders back and get every possible chance. 6, 8, 1, 3, and I'm throwing number 2, Tessera, in the quaddie as well.
Okay, so number 2. So 6, 8, 1, 3, and include the 2. Now, race 6, the Stock Stakes. At the moment, Rising Romance, the favourite at $3.
Yeah, the jury's out with Rising Romance. It hasn't won for a long time. I'll go 2, 7, 1, and 10. This is like the last race here. You do a speed map, there's just absolutely no pressure for number 2, Miss Rose DeLargo. I've got the only other leader being Baby Don't Cry, and it's just not strong enough to run a mile, so surely it takes a sit. I think if Miss Rose DeLargo can work across from the outside, assume control, as long as the fence is okay, it'll take a power of beating. To beat number 7, Kenianna. Look, Kenianna, you could argue, could be unbeaten this time in. It was given absolutely no hope last start. It ran well. Brad Rawilla takes over. It'll be very strong at the finish. One Rising Romance. Got the blinkers going on. Hasn't won for a long time. And 10 Don't Doubt Mama. It's going to get a beautiful run for Dwayne. It'll be 4th or 5th there on the outside. The little query is the end of the mile. It's not really proven at it, but it shouldn't be that hard a run race. 2, 7, 1 and 10.
Race 7, well documented. The Group 1 Moya Chautauqua at the moment, Mark, is $2.15.
Yeah, 2.39 for me in the quaddie. 2.39, one of my numbers. Number 2, Chautauqua. Look, there looks like really good pace. He's trialled twice coming into this race. He looks sharp this time in. He's drawn well. He'll have no horses outside him. He'll more than likely be following Extreme Choice into the race. He flies at the Valley. You can just see him steaming down the outside and getting over the top. I think 3 Lucky Hustlers absolutely flying off that trial at Casterton. It's probably going to be back inside Chautauqua in an awkward spot, just needing luck to get clear, but geez, it'll be strong late. Nine Extreme Choice, they've announced they're riding a bit quieter. That's good. He can sit behind the fast pace and chime in. And I think number one, Buffering, there's a bit of pressure for him. I just think Chautauqua and Cal will get him in the straight. 2, 3, 9, and 1.
Okay, and we start with He's a Ripper, number 3 in the last.
Dictating and Kicking to beat number 7, Sebring Sun, who I think is much better suited back from 14 to 12. Was set a task last time and went okay. Number 4, Sir Bacchus, is going to be buried away midfield inside. If the brakes come, it'll creep through and charge. And number 10, Just Magical, who's better suited back to 1,200 metres, can be a bit hit and miss at the gates. If it jumps, it's one that can go forward and be in touch off a moderate tempo. 3, 7, 4, and 10.
All right, they're the legs of the quaddy for Moonee Valley tonight and the best. Race 3, number 6, and race 8, number 3. Mark will be back Saturday morning just after 9 with Dean looking at Caulfield, where that track at the moment is a good 4. Where they received only 4 millimetres in the last 24, so it's still a good 4 at Caulfield. Good luck tonight, Mark.